My name's Michael Gibson, and you are listening to Real Life Love, my podcast on how to have great relationships. This week on the show, Dad and I return for week two of our new show called Real Life Love, and this week we're going to be talking about jealousy. Ooh, that word makes me sick just thinking about it, but unfortunately, jealousy is something we all have to deal with in our relationships from time to time. So if jealousy is something that either you struggle with or you're in a relationship where somebody is jealous of you, buckle in and listen to what we have to say this week on Real Life Love. And welcome in to another edition of our podcast, Real Life Love. It is your host, Michael Gibson, alongside Captain Dad. Dad, here we are in our second week of our brand new podcast.
I know, it's very exciting. I love doing these. And you know what? We had a great summer and being able to take some time off through there. And now to be back at these, after the last one we did, I'm just like so energized back again that I'm like, when can we do our next one?
I know. We have been making changes and we have been relooking at our formula, and we talked about this last week. So if you're just tuning in and wondering why we are calling the podcast something different, why there's a new podcast graphic, you can check out last week and hear our thoughts on that. But this week we are continuing our topics on relationships. And this week, Dad, we're going to be talking about a topic that has been definitely something that I've had to deal with. And I've actually kind of been on both sides of this, and this week we are talking about jealousy.
Ooh, that stings a lot of people just even hearing that word jealousy.
Yeah, because what I don't think a lot of people really quite understand is that jealousy really is not just a one person that gets hurt. Really, jealousy hurts both parties. It hurts the person who's jealous, and it hurts the person who somebody is being jealous of. And so nobody wins when it comes to jealousy.
Yeah, it does stink to be on either side of jealousy. And for us today, as we talk about it in the podcast, is we really want to talk about is how do you control jealousy within ourselves, but also then as a person who may be getting the brunt or the jealousy coming at them, how do they handle it? Because it's both hurts both ways. And so I'm excited for this podcast as we talk about how to handle jealousy.
That's right. And by the way, this is basically brought to you by a post that I did on my blog, michaelgibson.blog. If you're not reading that, I would definitely check that out because I post every day on how to have healthy relationships. But this post on jealousy got a lot of buzz. And so this is really what I want to deep dive into first. And Dad's going to kind of show us how this relates to scripturally. But, you know, I think when it comes to our relationships, jealousy is like a weed for beautiful, thriving relationships. Because we can be in a great place and then all of a sudden somebody has something that we don't have that we want. And then all of a sudden jealousy takes root. And if we're not careful, it really has the power to be able to totally make our relationship toxic. And because it drives people away from each other and it just makes us miserable. And because whenever we're jealous, we're miserable because we don't have the thing that we want. And then when we're the person that's somebody's jealous of, we're miserable because we never feel like we're good enough because that person is always comparing what they have to us. And it just really makes being in relationship difficult. But in reality, jealousy shouldn't even be something we deal with, because when we really understand and when we really are able to be able to really understand what blessing means.
Right. Blessings, and also to the term of what you said earlier, is the greatest thief that we can have come into our life of our blessings is comparison. And a lot of jealousy comes from just because we simply decide we're going to take what we have and compare it to someone else. So whether it's our car, you know, we may pull up in our Toyota, but then the Mercedes pulls up next to us. And all of a sudden, we're like comparing cars, and we're like, ah, oh, boy, I wish I could have that car. And then what makes it even worse, then you pull up in your Toyota, and one of your friends pulls up in a brand new Mercedes, and it makes it even worse because now you're comparing yourself not only to your friend, but you're comparing cars. And comparison really is the root of jealousy. Is we just start comparing what we have or what we don't have to what others' things are. So in our minds, we're deciding the value of what it is. So we decide, do you think a Toyota actually pulls up to a stoplight and says, I know my value?
Yeah.
A Toyota doesn't know. It's just a bunch of moving parts that are a machine, no feelings, nothing to it, just works together. And so when it pulls up to a stoplight and a Mercedes comes right next to it, the Mercedes doesn't notice that, oh, hey, you're just a Toyota. I'm a Mercedes. You know, they're just moving parts. We decide as people to make things highly valuable.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we do that with clothes. We do that with people because there's always maybe the in-group at your school, at your church, or at your club. And you have that group of people that people may want to be a part of, but they're not a part of it. Or maybe sense of even boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, children, accomplishments is we start comparing and we start putting value on what it is that we have. And if it's not valued at what maybe they have, then that gap of value between what we put on that value of that item or that person to what we have creates frustration. It creates anger. And that comes out of our hearts in a form of jealousy. You know, Michael, in Proverbs 14:30, great verse on this. It says, a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. It's something we definitely don't want in our lives. And because we know another great proverb is, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it flows the wellspring of life. So what that's really saying, out of your heart flows all your thoughts, words, and actions. And that is, if you're consumed with what others have or what you don't have, then it's like cancer to the bones. And that's something we got to get rid of. We got to get that radiation and get in a treatment quick, because not only does it spews into our own body, but it spews out into others and it damages our relationship.
Yeah. And, you know, whenever I think about this conversation, I kind of think about what I like to call the green grass syndrome, where we think to ourselves, oh man, look at that grass over in that other yard. That is just so beautiful. I wish I had that grass. But, you know, what I found with green grass is that if the grass looks greener on the other side, it's usually because there's some kind of septic leak. So,
that's right.
So, you know, and one thing that has really helped me, because I'll be completely honest with you, I struggle with jealousy and I know people that struggle with jealousy. So I've kind of been on both sides of this. And, you know, the greatest thing that I think I could have ever have learned, which really helped me with my jealousy, is that I kind of think of blessings as a perfectly tailor-made suit. And, you know, if you've ever been fitted for a suit, one suit does not fit somebody else the same. It's because, you know, your arms, everyone's arms are different lengths, and your torso is different lengths, and your neck is different lengths and widths. And so there's so many different elements that the tailor puts into to fitting you to a perfect suit jacket and suit pants. And so whenever we think of jealousy, I think a lot of times we look at other people's green grass or we look at somebody else's suit and we think, wow, that would be awesome. I would look great in that suit. It's blue and it's pinstripes, two of my favorite things. I got to put that on. But then you put it on and it doesn't fit you. And so I think that just like the greatest tailor of all, the Lord, I think that what really when the antidote to jealousy is being able to look at other people's blessings and being able to be grateful for those people's blessings, saying, wow, you know, that person looks great in that suit. And, you know, I know that they must be doing all the things they can do in that suit. And they're just, they're living life and that's great for them. But I have my suit that fits me perfectly. And my blessings and my opportunities and my aspirations and my talents, they fit me perfectly. And so I think when we start to look inward instead of outward, that becomes the key to saying goodbye to jealousy.
Right. And you had a kind of a recent story kind of come up, and obviously it was very hurtful for you and for the thing to be on the other end of it. And you just shared with me that the whole time, the person just kept coming at you with all the things. You could just sense that they were really trying to one-up everything. But you said, Dad, you know what I just did? Is I just decided I'm going to see how long this is going to go, where I just actually kind of want to time them. How long are they going to talk about them, themselves?
Yeah.
And you said the whole time they talked about themselves. And not once did they ask you a question saying, hey, tell me what's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. Is they just talked about themselves. Then it was just a, you said it was so awkward, but also at the same time, it was so yucky because the person didn't uplift you. The person didn't be able to come in and be able to just be an encouragement to you. And that, you know, in relationships, we always want to be, when we're out with people or with our friends or just in circumstances, all life, is we always want to be an encouragement to others. At least that's what we always taught you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said, Dad, it just felt awful. It just felt like they were just really trying to beat you down by all the amazing stuff and purposefully like trying not to make sure that you got any allocates. They didn't want to make sure that you felt good at all afterwards. And you just said, Dad, it was just bizarre almost. And a lot of times our jealousy leads us into that darkness because we had those weeds growing up in our grass, in our front yard, that the weed has grown so high that we actually lose sight of really what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're craving that for ourselves. We're trying to create, you know, appreciation for us. We want to be told how great we are. We want someone to value us so high that we're saying all these things, trying to think, man, I just need to get this. So really what it is saying is I'm so highly insecure that I need you to say something great about me today so I can feel good. That's really what jealousy is.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. And you know, Dad, before we go, really quickly, I want to talk to our listeners who are on the other side of jealousy. So they're the people that have somebody in their life who is jealous of them. And, you know, that's kind of a dark place to be in itself as well, because, you know, you probably find yourself being compared to a lot. You find yourself never feeling like you're good enough because the person in your life constantly is tearing you down, comparing you to them. And what are some keys that somebody who has somebody in their life who deals with jealousy, what can they do today that can help them begin to find even peace in their own life?
Right. When you have that one person coming at you, kind of like what you experienced, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know what? Sometimes there are things called toxic relationship. Even those who are closest to us, is we have to be able to realize when, because certain things just aren't healthy for you. And those are the things that famous word is boundaries. Is when there's something that's always hurtful, because here's the bottom line. We can't change that person. We can only change ourselves. And part of changing ourselves is being aware of what is going to come into my yard. That am I in a place to be there where I can say, you know what, regardless of what they say, I'm going to be okay, because I know that their heart is struggling with jealousy. So it's becoming aware of the condition that they are in. So if they're full of cancer, like what Proverbs 14:30 talks about with jealousy, is we can have compassion. We know it's going to be a 30 minutes of just listening to them. And in fact, our mindset is ready to go, man, I'm just going to encourage them because obviously they need it. And they need that. But also at the same time, if it's not healthy for you, if you're not ready to be in that type of situation of being able to sit in a chair, genuinely look across the table into their eyes and love them, even though you're going to walk away feeling horrible, is being able to draw that boundary line of saying, you know what? I love you. I'm just not going to be able to do that. So if they invite you out to dinner, if they invite you out to something, is you have the right to say no. Now, we just did a whole podcast on no, even though some people can't hear the word no, they may make you feel bad, or they even may set you up to make you feel like you did something horrible to that. But learning how to say no, because we need to be able to protect ourselves as well. So toxic relationships is you have to be in the right mindset as you go in, knowing, okay, this person is hurting. I can be in a sense of, I'm going to be a blessing to them. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when we may not be there, we may not be ready for that, is we need to put that boundary up and maybe have limited interaction with them. It's just knowing if they ask, well, why aren't you talking to me anymore? It's being able to come back at them and say, hey, I love you. And you know what? Just in our relationship, is we're looking for that quality of relationship that is going both ways. Because now, this is the hard thing. Now you got to be vulnerable. And vulnerability is a very hard, hard thing to deal with. And so they ask that big question. And here's the part that stinks. Either what we say is going to be accepted or it's going to be rejected, which means it's us. Either they're going to accept us or reject us. So if you want that quality of relationship, after you set the boundaries and they ask, what is wrong? Why aren't you talking to me or whatever? And they say, they set you up really for that. And you owe it to yourself and to them to be truthful. And being truthful means we have to be vulnerable and okay with hearing something to the effect, I accept you, or you're going to feel rejected. Now, there's a whole bunch more. In fact, Michael, maybe we can even do a whole podcast on that whole thing later of how to do that, because we don't have enough time to go into all of those things that when you set boundaries, how do you go through relationships and boundaries? In fact, there's a great, awesome book by Henry Cloud, John Townsend called Boundaries. And they even have books on boundaries on with their in-laws, with their marriage, and all kinds of things. It's a great resource. I encourage people to get that. And maybe that's something we can talk about later. But those are the really big things, is you got to know that mindset. I'm going to go in and be a blessing. And or you got to set those boundaries. And then the last part, if they ask, why aren't you interacting with me, is you have an opportunity to be vulnerable, which is, we said, is scary, because either you're going to be accepted or you're going to be rejected. And if you're rejected, even though that hurts, it's knowing now you know where that friend is and you can go off in a different direction. Let them know you love them and go off. But if they accept you, your relationship now is going to be at a whole deeper level of understanding. It's going to be a whole nother level of intimacy, of heart connection. So that's just what I would encourage our listeners to do.
Yeah, that's right. Two things I think that, you know, you can get out of that is, number one, guard your heart. And then number two is really invest in the relationships of people that are happy for you, people that love you unconditionally. Those are the people that we want to target.
That was really good, because, Michael, I just want to go back to the word picture you say is your grass. And all of us have front yards. And let's just say the grass all represents people in our life. And we have people in our life that are like weeds, like you talk about in your blog post. And how do you get rid of those weeds? A lot of times, sometimes we'll just go and take Roundup and we'll spray the Roundup right there. Well, if you spray Roundup right there, now you're going to have a big brown spot in your yard. And that's not very pretty. No one likes a barren brown spot. But one of the ways that we can get rid of these weeds in our lives is by planting healthy seeds. Because healthy seeds, when you plant them, it will choke out those weeds.
Yeah, yeah.
And so sometimes maybe by planting seeds of to that person that may be that weed in your life, of assuring them, let them know how much you love them, you're committed to them, maybe that is the healthy seed they needed to become a better person. Or perhaps sometimes we need to throw seeds in boundaries in our lives, or the seeds of just saying, you know what, I need to guard my heart. I'm going to still love this person through all of this, but I know that I need to be in the right place when I talk to them. So that's a great word picture, great blog post, and I hope people definitely go and read it.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Yeah. So that's our show today on jealousy. And if this is something that you struggle with, Dad and I never miss an opportunity to pray for our listeners, especially relating to the topics that we've been talking about. And so, Dad, you prayed for the listeners last week, so I'll pray this week.
Good.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, and I want to lift up every single one of our listeners right now who are saying, that is me. I struggle with jealousy, and I realize that, and I want to get rid of that. Lord, I pray that you cast away that spirit of jealousy out of them, Lord. And Lord, I want to pray also for the people on the other side of the fence, the people who are experiencing someone in their lives who is jealous of them, Lord. And I just want to pray that you mend that relationship, Lord. I pray, Lord, that those people will be able to be able to love those people, knowing that they need to guard their heart. And I pray that you bring new life to those relationships. And I pray also that you allow those people to be able to find others in their lives who love them and who are always willing to plant seeds of love and of acceptance and of grace. And I ask all this in your name of Jesus. Amen. Well, that's our show this week on jealousy. We hope you enjoyed our conversation, and if you'd like more of these conversations in the future, be sure to click that subscribe button, because we have a ton of incredible content headed your way toward for the end of the year and then into 2019. You know, 2019 is going to be a big year for us. We have so many fun projects coming out, so you're going to want to be a part of it, and to be sure you don't miss out, press subscribe. So if you are interested in learning more about Captain Dad and I, or if you want to read more of our stuff, listen to more of our stuff, a great first place to get connected is my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMichaelGibson, facebook.com/TheMichaelGibson. That's where I post all my blog posts, as well as any other content that we are releasing these days. It all happens on my Facebook page. Be in the know, like the Facebook page. Our music this week is produced by Hurley Mower. If you want to listen more of Hurley Mower's music, go to soundcloud.com/Hurley Mower, soundcloud.com/Hurley Mower. We'll see you next week.